Leviathan, a symbol of power and chaos in biblical and cultural contexts. Leviathan, a mysterious and powerful creature, has long appeared in human culture and religion as a symbol of unparalleled power and unpredictable chaos. Mentioned in the pages of the Bible, Leviathan is not just a giant creature, but also an image representing things beyond human comprehension and control. In ancient poems, Leviathan emerges as a challenge, a mystery that even the bravest must fear. But Leviathan does not merely exist in mythology or human imagination. It is part of the sacred story told by God in the Bible, a story through which we can gain deeper insight into the power and purpose of creation. Leviathan is not a product of imagination, not a monster appearing in mythological stories or fictional literature, but a creature described in detail in the Bible. For a long time, Leviathan has become a symbol of chaos, of natural power beyond human understanding and control. But who or what exactly is Leviathan? Why does the Creator dedicate many verses to describe this mysterious creature, and what does it represent for us today? Leviathan in the Book of Job, a picture of power and fear. To better understand Leviathan, we need to go back to the beginning, specifically in the Book of Job, where the most detailed description of this creature appears in chapter 41. In this passage, the Creator challenges Job with a series of rhetorical questions about Leviathan. Can you catch Leviathan with a fishhook or tie its tongue with a rope? Job 41:1. From the very first verses, we realize that this creature is entirely different from any animal that humans have ever known. The Creator is not talking about a fish or a large shark, but about a creature with extraordinary size and strength, far beyond human understanding. As we continue reading, we see Leviathan described with more impressive and frightening images. The Creator asks, "Will you play with it as with a bird, or will you put it on a leash for your girls?" Job 41:5. This comparison emphasizes the absurdity of thinking that humans could control or tame this creature. Leviathan is presented as an entity completely beyond human reach and understanding, a creature that challenges all efforts to tame or conquer it. The description continues with impressive details. Who can open the doors of its face? Around its teeth is terror. Job 41:14. The image of these powerful and terrifying teeth evokes a creature that can crush anything in its path. Leviathan's scales are described as strong shields, so tightly joined that no air can pass between them. Job 41:15-16. What kind of creature is this that even air cannot penetrate its protective scales? The answer comes from the following verses, describing Leviathan as a nearly invincible creature. The sword that reaches it cannot avail, nor the spear, the dart, or the javelin. Job 41:26. This shows that no human weapon can harm Leviathan, making it an unbeatable opponent by human strength. The purpose of describing Leviathan in the Bible. But why does the Creator describe Leviathan in such detail to Job? What is the purpose of this passage? In the context of the book of Job, Job, a righteous man who has endured many terrible trials, is questioning the justice and intentions of God. In response, God does not provide a direct explanation for Job's suffering, but instead offers a series of examples of his power and wisdom in creation, culminating in the description of Leviathan. This approach suggests that Leviathan is not merely a physical creature, but also a symbol of divine power and the complexity of creation. By describing a creature beyond human control, God is reminding Job of the limitations of human understanding compared to his boundless power. Leviathan is not just a simple creature, but also a symbol of chaos subdued by God to establish order in the universe. This is reinforced by the ancient Near Eastern tradition, where creatures similar to Leviathan were often seen as symbols of primordial chaos that the gods had to subdue to create an orderly world. In the Bible, however, Leviathan is not a god equal to God, but a powerful creature that remains entirely under the control of the Creator. Leviathan as a symbol of power and chaos. The idea of Leviathan as a symbol of chaos under God's control is further developed in Psalm 104, a song of praise about divine creation. In verse 26, the psalmist declares, "There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there." This passage presents a surprising image. Leviathan, far from being a threat, is described almost as a toy in the hands of God. This description emphasizes God's absolute power over all creation, even the most formidable and chaotic parts. In Isaiah 27, verse 1, we read, "In that day the Lord will punish with his fierce, great, and powerful sword, Leviathan the gliding serpent, Leviathan the coiling serpent. He will slay the monster of the sea." This passage is particularly interesting as it presents Leviathan as an enemy that God will defeat in the future on the day of judgment. Here, Leviathan seems to represent not just natural chaos, but also spiritual forces of evil opposing God and his people. Different interpretations of Leviathan in Judeo-Christian tradition. The interpretation of Leviathan does not stop at the descriptions in the Bible. Some ancient rabbis, for example, had a more positive view of Leviathan. In rabbinical literature, we find stories about how God created Leviathan on the fifth day of creation, and how, at the end of time, Leviathan's flesh will be served at a banquet for the righteous. These traditions, though not part of canonical biblical text, reflect an understanding of Leviathan as an integral part of God's good creation, destined to fulfill a positive purpose in the divine plan. In the book of Job, we also find an interesting detail that is often overlooked. In verse 18 of chapter 41, we read, "Its sneezing flashes forth light, and its eyes are like the eyelids of the morning." This poetic image of Leviathan emitting light is particularly captivating. Some commentators have suggested that this may be a reference to the bioluminescence found in some sea creatures. Others interpret this passage more symbolically, suggesting it refers to Leviathan's divine nature, a creature that somehow reflects the glory of the Creator. Leviathan, a symbol of strength, invincibility, and divine order. The description of Leviathan in the book of Job continues with even more impressive details. "Out of its mouth go flaming torches, sparks of fire leap forth. Out of its nostrils comes forth smoke, as from a boiling pot and burning rushes." Job 41:19-20. These images evoke a creature not only with terrifying physical strength, but also possessing an almost magical or supernatural quality. The mention of fire and smoke recalls the descriptions of God's presence elsewhere in the Bible, such as when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, or his manifestation on Mount Sinai. This raises intriguing questions about the nature of Leviathan and its relationship to the divine. Is Leviathan an embodiment of God's power in creation, or are these descriptions merely a way to emphasize the extraordinary nature of this creature? Another fascinating aspect of the description of Leviathan in the book of Job is the emphasis on its unshakable nature. "Its heart is hard as stone, hard as the lower millstone." Job 41:24. The image of a heart as hard as stone can be understood in various ways. On one hand, it may simply emphasize Leviathan's physical strength and endurance. On the other hand, on a more symbolic level, it could refer to the creature's unfeeling and unmovable nature, a being unmoved by mercy or passion. This interpretation aligns with the idea of Leviathan as a representative of the impersonal and relentless forces of nature, operating without regard for human desires or needs. However, in the Bible, even this seemingly invincible and unmovable creature is completely under God's control. The final declaration about Leviathan in the book of Job, "It looks down on all that are high, it is king over all the sons of pride," deserves further analysis. This statement seems to elevate Leviathan to a nearly divine status, placing it above all other creatures. However, it is important to remember the context in which this statement is made. God is speaking to Job, a man who has questioned his justice. By describing such a majestic and unyielding creature, God is actually reminding Job of his own smallness compared to the wonders of creation. Leviathan in this context serves as a mirror reflecting God's majesty. If a mere creature is so impressive and beyond human understanding, how much more awe-inspiring must the Creator be? This becomes even clearer when we consider the next verse, where God declares, "Everything under heaven belongs to me." Job 41, verse 11. No matter how powerful Leviathan is, it is still a creature subject to God's dominion. This passage invites us to reflect on our own place in the universe. If even Leviathan, the king over all the sons of pride, is under God's control, how can we, mere humans, dare to question the ways of the Most High? The significance of Leviathan in theology and modern life. This thought brings us back to the central theme of the book of Job, God's absolute rule, and humanity's need for trust and submission, even in circumstances that we do not fully understand. When we extend our analysis beyond the book of Job, we find other intriguing references to Leviathan in biblical and non-biblical literature. In Psalm 104:26, as mentioned earlier, Leviathan is described almost as a toy in God's hands. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. This image contrasts sharply with the terrifying description in the book of Job, presenting a more positive view of the creature. How can we reconcile these seemingly contradictory perspectives? One possible interpretation is that these different descriptions reflect different aspects of God's nature and his relationship with creation. In the book of Job, Leviathan serves as an example of God's incomprehensible power, emphasizing the difference between the divine and the human. In Psalm 104, on the other hand, Leviathan is presented as part of a harmonious and orderly creation, reflecting the wisdom and care of the Creator. This perspective reminds us that in biblical theology, God is both transcendent, beyond our understanding, and immanent, present, and active within his creation. Leviathan, in its various descriptions, serves as a powerful symbol of this complex theological reality. Moreover, the image of Leviathan as a toy in God's hands in Psalm 104 can be seen as an affirmation of God's absolute control over chaotic forces. Even the most terrifying and powerful creature is ultimately subdued under the divine will. This perspective provides comfort and security to those of faith, reminding them that no matter how chaotic or frightening the world may seem, everything is under God's supreme control. The complexity of Leviathan's symbolism becomes even clearer when we consider its appearance in the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah 27, verse 1, Leviathan is presented in an apocalyptic context, as an enemy that God will defeat in the future. The language used here, the gliding serpent, the coiling serpent, the monster of the sea, evokes images of chaos and cosmic evil. This depiction of Leviathan aligns with ancient Near Eastern mythological traditions, where similar creatures often symbolize chaotic forces opposing divine order. However, it is important to note that in the biblical context, Leviathan is not presented as a power equal to God, but as a creature, no matter how powerful, ultimately defeated by the Creator. Leviathan and spiritual struggle in the Bible. The promise of ultimate victory over Leviathan in Isaiah can be interpreted on multiple levels. On a historical level, it may refer to Israel's deliverance from its political enemies. On a cosmic level, it may symbolize God's final victory over all evil and chaotic forces in the universe. And on a personal and spiritual level, it may represent the promise that God will ultimately defeat all the monsters that threaten our lives and faith, whether they be fear, doubt, sin, or death. Thus, the image of Leviathan in Isaiah, far from being just a mythological curiosity, becomes a powerful symbol of hope and redemption. Depicting Leviathan as an evil force to be defeated by God also makes us think about the potential connection between this creature and other evil figures in biblical and apocalyptic literature. In the book of Revelation, for example, we see the image of a great red dragon identified as the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan. Although Leviathan is not mentioned by name in Revelation, the similarities in language and symbolism are striking. Both creatures are depicted as dragons or serpents. Both are associated with the sea, and both are presented as enemies that God will defeat. These similarities have led many interpreters to see a connection between Leviathan in the Old Testament and the evil forces described in the New Testament. This suggests that Leviathan, throughout biblical history, has evolved from a symbol associated with natural chaos to a more explicit representation of spiritual evil. However, this interpretation is not widely accepted, and many scholars argue that we should be cautious in directly equating Leviathan with Satan or other evil figures. The development and influence of Leviathan in culture and art. Leviathan, with its rich and diverse symbolism, does not stop at theological discourse, but has also had a powerful influence on Western culture and art. A prime example is Thomas Hobbes, a famous English political philosopher, who used the image of Leviathan as a central metaphor in his philosophical work, Leviathan, published in 1651. Hobbes used Leviathan to represent the sovereign state, a powerful and potentially fearsome entity, but necessary to maintain order and prevent chaos in society. The adoption of this biblical symbol in the secular realm demonstrates the enduring and adaptable nature of Leviathan's image as a symbol of power and authority. In literature, Leviathan has inspired many authors, from romantic poets like William Blake, who illustrated Leviathan in his depictions of the Book of Job, to modern science fiction and fantasy writers who often incorporate Leviathan-like creatures in their imagined worlds. These artistic and literary manifestations of Leviathan often explore themes of power, chaos, and the relationship between humanity and nature, reflecting and expanding upon the themes found in its biblical origins. In cinema and popular culture, creatures inspired by Leviathan appear in monster films, video games, and comic books, often retaining the characteristics of overwhelming power and invulnerability associated with Leviathan in the Bible. The persistent presence of Leviathan in various cultural forms attests to the enduring power of this symbol to capture the human imagination and express our deepest anxieties and curiosities about the unknown and uncontrollable. Leviathan in science and modern life. Avoidable question when studying Leviathan is whether this creature corresponds to any known or extinct real animal. For centuries, many theories have been proposed suggesting that Leviathan might be a poetic description of animals such as crocodiles, whales, or even extinct marine reptiles like plesiosaurs. Some scholars argue that the description in the Book of Job, with its mentions of scales, incredible strength, and aquatic habitat, matches the characteristics of a large Nile crocodile. Others point to references to king over all the sons of pride, and the ability to produce fire and smoke as indications that Leviathan cannot be identified with any known creature. A middle ground view suggests that Leviathan in the Bible may have been inspired by real animals, but was embellished and mythologized to the point of becoming a distinct mythical creature. It is important to note that the search for a real-world basis for Leviathan might be a misguided exercise if we do not take into account the literary and theological context in which this creature is presented in the Bible. Leviathan primarily serves as a theological symbol and rhetorical device, not as a zoological description. Its function in the text is to convey truths about God, creation, and the human condition, not to provide scientific information about ancient sea creatures. However, the debate about the potential physical basis of Leviathan continues to attract the interest of many scholars and enthusiasts, illustrating the enduring power of this image to stimulate our curiosity and imagination. When reflecting on the significance of Leviathan for modern Bible readers, it is important to consider how this ancient image can still be relevant in a world shaped by science and technology. Leviathan and the challenges of modern life. To some extent, Leviathan remains a powerful reminder of the limits of human knowledge and power. Just as Job was confronted with the vastness and mystery of creation, we are often reminded of our own smallness before the forces of nature. Natural disasters, pandemics, and the vastness of space remind us that, despite all our technological advances, there is still much beyond our control. In this context, the image of Leviathan can help us cultivate a healthy humility and a sense of awe before the universe. At the same time, the biblical promise that God controls even the mighty Leviathan can provide comfort and hope in times of uncertainty and fear. On a more symbolic level, Leviathan can be seen as representing the monsters we face in everyday life, whether personal challenges, social injustices, or global crises. The biblical story of Leviathan reminds us that despite the fear these challenges may cause, they are not insurmountable from the perspective of faith. Just as God is depicted as having power over Leviathan, faith encourages us to believe that no problem is too big to overcome with divine help. This perspective can be a source of motivation and resilience in the face of life's difficulties. Leviathan in eco-theology and Christian environmental ethics. An important dimension to consider in exploring Leviathan is its role in eco-theology and Christian environmental ethics. The description of Leviathan as a powerful and majestic creature, created and controlled by God, can lead us to reflect on our relationship with the natural world. If even a formidable creature like Leviathan is considered part of God's good creation, what attitude should we have towards the rest of nature? This perspective can encourage us to adopt an attitude of respect and admiration for nature, even towards its wildest and seemingly most threatening aspects. Leviathan reminds us that creation does not exist solely to serve human purposes, but also has its intrinsic value in God's eyes. Moreover, the image of Leviathan as a force controlled but not eliminated by God can help us think more deeply about our relationship with the natural environment. Rather than seeking to dominate or conquer nature, we may be called to find ways to coexist peacefully with it, recognizing both its power and fragility. This eco-theological interpretation of Leviathan may be particularly relevant in an era of climate crisis and biodiversity loss, providing a biblical foundation for an ethic of care and stewardship of creation. At the same time, the apocalyptic promise that God will ultimately defeat Leviathan can be understood not as a justification for uncontrolled exploitation of natural resources, but as a hope that harmony between all parts of creation will eventually be restored. Leviathan and spiritual reflection. As we approach the conclusion of our exploration of Leviathan, it is important to consider how this complex symbol relates to broader issues of faith and spirituality. Leviathan, in its various manifestations in the Bible, invites us to reflect on the nature of evil, the power of God, and the limits of human understanding. To some extent, Leviathan represents chaos and destructive forces that threaten order and peace, whether in nature, society, or our lives. The biblical promise that God has power over Leviathan can be seen as an affirmation of the ultimate victory of good over evil, of order over chaos. This perspective can bring hope and comfort in times of crisis and uncertainty. However, it is important to remember that in the biblical narrative, Leviathan is not simply eliminated, but remains a part of God's creation. This suggests a more complex view of reality, where chaos is not completely eradicated, but is controlled and even serves a purpose in the divine plan. This tension between order and chaos, good and evil, understanding and mystery, is central to many spiritual questions and can be a rich source for reflection and personal growth. Leviathan challenges us to embrace paradox and ambiguity in our spiritual journey, recognizing that not all questions have simple answers, and that mystery is an essential part of the religious experience. As we conclude our journey through the world of Leviathan, we are confronted with a symbol of incredible richness and complexity. We began with a vivid and terrifying description in the book of Job, passed through poetic expressions in the Psalms, explored apocalyptic interpretations in Isaiah and the New Testament, and arrived at modern reflections on ecology and spirituality. Along this path, we discovered that Leviathan is not merely a sea monster or a mythological curiosity, but a multifaceted symbol inviting us to reflect on the great questions of existence, the power and majesty of God, the nature of good and evil, the limits of human knowledge, and our relationship with the natural world. Leviathan, in its complexity and power, remains a challenging symbol, inviting us to ponder things greater than human understanding. It is not just a mythical creature, but part of a larger story about power, order, and chaos in the universe. Leviathan reminds us that there are things beyond human control and comprehension, and in those moments, we must trust in the wisdom of the Creator. The story of Leviathan will continue to inspire and stir curiosity for future generations, not just as a symbol of fear, but as a testament to the greatness of nature and the power of faith. Leviathan, a symbol of power and chaos in biblical and cultural contexts. Leviathan, a mysterious and powerful creature, has long appeared in human culture and religion as a symbol of unparalleled power and unpredictable chaos. Mentioned in the pages of the Bible, Leviathan is not just a giant creature, but also an image representing things beyond human comprehension and control. In ancient poems, Leviathan emerges as a challenge, a mystery that even the bravest must fear. But Leviathan does not merely exist in mythology or human imagination. It is part of the sacred story told by God in the Bible, a story through which we can gain deeper insight into the power and purpose of creation. Leviathan is not a product of imagination, not a monster appearing in mythological stories or fictional literature, but a creature described in detail in the Bible. For a long time, Leviathan has become a symbol of chaos, of natural power beyond human understanding and control. But who or what exactly is Leviathan? Why does the Creator dedicate many verses to describe this mysterious creature, and what does it represent for us today? Leviathan in the Book of Job, a picture of power and fear. To better understand Leviathan, we need to go back to the beginning, specifically in the Book of Job, where the most detailed description of this creature appears in chapter 41. In this passage, the Creator challenges Job with a series of rhetorical questions about Leviathan. Can you catch Leviathan with a fish hook or tie its tongue with a rope? Job 41:1. From the very first verses, we realize that this creature is entirely different from any animal that humans have ever known. The Creator is not talking about a fish or a large shark, but about a creature with extraordinary size and strength, far beyond human understanding. As we continue reading, we see Leviathan described with more impressive and frightening images. The Creator asks, "Will you play with it as with a bird, or will you put it on a leash for your girls?" Job 41:5. This comparison emphasizes the absurdity of thinking that humans could control or tame this creature. Leviathan is presented as an entity completely beyond human reach and understanding, a creature that challenges all efforts to tame or conquer it. The description continues with impressive details. Who can open the doors of its face? Around its teeth is terror. Job 41:14. The image of these powerful and terrifying teeth evokes a creature that can crush anything in its path. Leviathan's scales are described as strong shields, so tightly joined that no air can pass between them. Job 41:15-16. What kind of creature is this that even air cannot penetrate its protective scales? The answer comes from the following verses, describing Leviathan as a nearly invincible creature. The sword that reaches it cannot avail, nor the spear, the dart, or the javelin. Job 41:26. This shows that no human weapon can harm Leviathan, making it an unbeatable opponent by human strength. The purpose of describing Leviathan in the Bible. But why does the Creator describe Leviathan in such detail to Job? What is the purpose of this passage? In the context of the book of Job, Job, a righteous man who has endured many terrible trials, is questioning the justice and intentions of God. In response, God does not provide a direct explanation for Job's suffering, but instead offers a series of examples of his power and wisdom in creation, culminating in the description of Leviathan. This approach suggests that Leviathan is not merely a physical creature, but also a symbol of divine power and the complexity of creation. By describing a creature beyond human control, God is reminding Job of the limitations of human understanding compared to his boundless power. Leviathan is not just a simple creature, but also a symbol of chaos subdued by God to establish order in the universe. This is reinforced by the ancient Near Eastern tradition, where creatures similar to Leviathan were often seen as symbols of primordial chaos that the gods had to subdue to create an orderly world. In the Bible, however, Leviathan is not a god equal to God, but a powerful creature that remains entirely under the control of the Creator. Leviathan as a symbol of power and chaos. The idea of Leviathan as a symbol of chaos under God's control is further developed in Psalm 104, a song of praise about divine creation. In verse 26, the psalmist declares, "There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there." This passage presents a surprising image. Leviathan, far from being a threat, is described almost as a toy in the hands of God. This description emphasizes God's absolute power over all creation, even the most formidable and chaotic parts. In Isaiah 27 verse 1 we read, "In that day the Lord will punish with his fierce, great, and powerful sword, Leviathan the gliding serpent, Leviathan the coiling serpent, he will slay the monster of the sea." This passage is particularly interesting as it presents Leviathan as an enemy that God will defeat in the future on the day of judgment. Here, Leviathan seems to represent not just natural chaos, but also spiritual forces of evil opposing God and his people. Different interpretations of Leviathan in Judeo-Christian tradition. The interpretation of Leviathan does not stop at the descriptions in the Bible. Some ancient rabbis, for example, had a more positive view of Leviathan. In rabbinical literature, we find stories about how God created Leviathan on the fifth day of creation, and how, at the end of time, Leviathan's flesh will be served at a banquet for the righteous. These traditions, though not part of canonical biblical text, reflect an understanding of Leviathan as an integral part of God's good creation, destined to fulfill a positive purpose in the divine plan. In the book of Job, we also find an interesting detail that is often overlooked. In verse 18 of chapter 41, we read, "Its sneezing flashes forth light, and its eyes are like the eyelids of the morning." This poetic image of Leviathan emitting light is particularly captivating. Some commentators have suggested that this may be a reference to the bioluminescence found in some sea creatures. Others interpret this passage more symbolically, suggesting it refers to Leviathan's divine nature, a creature that somehow reflects the glory of the Creator. Leviathan, a symbol of strength, invincibility, and divine order. The description of Leviathan in the book of Job continues with even more impressive details. "Out of its mouth go flaming torches, sparks of fire leap forth. Out of its nostrils comes forth smoke, as from a boiling pot and burning rushes." Job 41:19-20. These images evoke a creature not only with terrifying physical strength, but also possessing an almost magical or supernatural quality. The mention of fire and smoke recalls the descriptions of God's presence elsewhere in the Bible, such as when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, or his manifestation on Mount Sinai. This raises intriguing questions about the nature of Leviathan and its relationship to the divine. Is Leviathan an embodiment of God's power in creation, or are these descriptions merely a way to emphasize the extraordinary nature of this creature? Another fascinating aspect of the description of Leviathan in the book of Job is the emphasis on its unshakable nature. "Its heart is hard as stone, hard as the lower millstone." Job 41:24. The image of a heart as hard as stone can be understood in various ways. On one hand, it may simply emphasize Leviathan's physical strength and endurance. On the other hand, on a more symbolic level, it could refer to the creature's unfeeling and unmovable nature, a being unmoved by mercy or passion. This interpretation aligns with the idea of Leviathan as a representative of the impersonal and relentless forces of nature, operating without regard for human desires or needs. However, in the Bible, even this seemingly invincible and unmovable creature is completely under God's control. The final declaration about Leviathan in the book of Job: "It looks down on all that are high, it is king over all the sons of pride," deserves further analysis. This statement seems to elevate Leviathan to a nearly divine status, placing it above all other creatures. However, it is important to remember the context in which this statement is made. God is speaking to Job, a man who has questioned his justice. By describing such a majestic and unyielding creature, God is actually reminding Job of his own smallness compared to the wonders of creation. Leviathan in this context serves as a mirror reflecting God's majesty. If a mere creature is so impressive and beyond human understanding, how much more awe-inspiring must the Creator be? This becomes even clearer when we consider the next verse, where God declares, "Everything under heaven belongs to me." Job 41:11. No matter how powerful Leviathan is, it is still a creature subject to God's dominion. This passage invites us to reflect on our own place in the universe. If even Leviathan, the king over all the sons of pride, is under God's control, how can we, mere humans, dare to question the ways of the Most High? The significance of Leviathan in theology and modern life. This thought brings us back to the central theme of the book of Job: God's absolute rule and humanity's need for trust and submission, even in circumstances that we do not fully understand. When we extend our analysis beyond the book of Job, we find other intriguing references to Leviathan in biblical and non-biblical literature. In Psalm 104:26, as mentioned earlier, Leviathan is described almost as a toy in God's hands. "There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there." This image contrasts sharply with the terrifying description in the book of Job, presenting a more positive view of the creature. How can we reconcile these seemingly contradictory perspectives? One possible interpretation is that these different descriptions reflect different aspects of God's nature and his relationship with creation. In the book of Job, Leviathan serves as an example of God's incomprehensible power, emphasizing the difference between the divine and the human. In Psalm 104, on the other hand, Leviathan is presented as part of a harmonious and orderly creation, reflecting the wisdom and care of the Creator. This perspective reminds us that in biblical theology, God is both transcendent, beyond our understanding, and immanent, present, and active within his creation. Leviathan, in its various descriptions, serves as a powerful symbol of this complex theological reality. Moreover, the image of Leviathan as a toy in God's hands in Psalm 104 can be seen as an affirmation of God's absolute control over chaotic forces. Even the most terrifying and powerful creature is ultimately subdued under the divine will. This perspective provides comfort and security to those of faith, reminding them that no matter how chaotic or frightening the world may seem, everything is under God's supreme control. The complexity of Leviathan's symbolism becomes even clearer when we consider its appearance in the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah 27 verse 1, Leviathan is presented in an apocalyptic context as an enemy that God will defeat in the future. The language used here, the gliding serpent, the coiling serpent, the monster of the sea, evokes images of chaos and cosmic evil. This depiction of Leviathan aligns with ancient Near Eastern mythological traditions, where similar creatures often symbolize chaotic forces opposing divine order. However, it is important to note that in the biblical context, Leviathan is not presented as a power equal to God, but as a creature, no matter how powerful, ultimately defeated by the Creator. Leviathan and spiritual struggle in the Bible. The promise of ultimate victory over Leviathan in Isaiah can be interpreted on multiple levels. On a historical level, it may refer to Israel's deliverance from its political enemies. On a cosmic level, it may symbolize God's final victory over all evil and chaotic forces in the universe. And on a personal and spiritual level, it may represent the promise that God will ultimately defeat all the monsters that threaten our lives and faith, whether they be fear, doubt, sin, or death. Thus, the image of Leviathan in Isaiah, far from being just a mythological curiosity, becomes a powerful symbol of hope and redemption. Depicting Leviathan as an evil force to be defeated by God also makes us think about the potential connection between this creature and other evil figures in biblical and apocalyptic literature. In the book of Revelation, for example, we see the image of a great red dragon identified as the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan. Although Leviathan is not mentioned by name in Revelation, the similarities in language and symbolism are striking. Both creatures are depicted as dragons or serpents. Both are associated with the sea, and both are presented as enemies that God will defeat. These similarities have led many interpreters to see a connection between Leviathan in the Old Testament and the evil forces described in the New Testament. This suggests that Leviathan, throughout biblical history, has evolved from a symbol associated with natural chaos to a more explicit representation of spiritual evil. However, this interpretation is not widely accepted, and many scholars argue that we should be cautious in directly equating Leviathan with Satan or other evil figures. The development and influence of Leviathan in culture and art. Leviathan, with its rich and diverse symbolism, does not stop at theological discourse, but has also had a powerful influence on Western culture and art. A prime example is Thomas Hobbes, a famous English political philosopher, who used the image of Leviathan as a central metaphor in his philosophical work, Leviathan, published in 1651. Hobbes used Leviathan to represent the sovereign state, a powerful and potentially fearsome entity, but necessary to maintain order and prevent chaos in society. The adoption of this biblical symbol in the secular realm demonstrates the enduring and adaptable nature of Leviathan's image as a symbol of power and authority. In literature, Leviathan has inspired many authors, from romantic poets like William Blake, who illustrated Leviathan in his depictions of the Book of Job, to modern science fiction and fantasy writers who often incorporate Leviathan-like creatures in their imagined worlds. These artistic and literary manifestations of Leviathan often explore themes of power, chaos, and the relationship between humanity and nature, reflecting and expanding upon the themes found in its biblical origins. In cinema and popular culture, creatures inspired by Leviathan appear in monster films, video games, and comic books, often retaining the characteristics of overwhelming power and invulnerability associated with Leviathan in the Bible. The persistent presence of Leviathan in various cultural forms attests to the enduring power of this symbol to capture the human imagination and express our deepest anxieties and curiosities about the unknown and uncontrollable. Leviathan in science and modern life. Avoidable question when studying Leviathan is whether this creature corresponds to any known or extinct real animal. For centuries, many theories have been proposed suggesting that Leviathan might be a poetic description of animals such as crocodiles, whales, or even extinct marine reptiles like plesiosaurs. Some scholars argue that the description in the Book of Job, with its mentions of scales, incredible strength, and aquatic habitat, matches the characteristics of a large Nile crocodile. Others point to references to king over all the sons of pride, and the ability to produce fire and smoke as indications that Leviathan cannot be identified with any known creature. A middle ground view suggests that Leviathan in the Bible may have been inspired by real animals, but was embellished and mythologized to the point of becoming a distinct mythical creature. It is important to note that the search for a real-world basis for Leviathan might be a misguided exercise if we do not take into account the literary and theological context in which this creature is presented in the Bible. Leviathan primarily serves as a theological symbol and rhetorical device, not as a zoological description. Its function in the text is to convey truths about God, creation, and the human condition, not to provide scientific information about ancient sea creatures. However, the debate about the potential physical basis of Leviathan continues to attract the interest of many scholars and enthusiasts, illustrating the enduring power of this image to stimulate our curiosity and imagination. When reflecting on the significance of Leviathan for modern Bible readers, it is important to consider how this ancient image can still be relevant in a world shaped by science and technology. Leviathan and the challenges of modern life. To some extent, Leviathan remains a powerful reminder of the limits of human knowledge and power. Just as Job was confronted with the vastness and mystery of creation, we are often reminded of our own smallness before the forces of nature. Natural disasters, pandemics, and the vastness of space remind us that, despite all our technological advances, there is still much beyond our control. In this context, the image of Leviathan can help us cultivate a healthy humility and a sense of awe before the universe. At the same time, the biblical promise that God controls even the mighty Leviathan can provide comfort and hope in times of uncertainty and fear. On a more symbolic level, Leviathan can be seen as representing the monsters we face in everyday life, whether personal challenges, social injustices, or global crises. The biblical story of Leviathan reminds us that despite the fear these challenges may cause, they are not insurmountable from the perspective of faith. Just as God is depicted as having power over Leviathan, faith encourages us to believe that no problem is too big to overcome with divine help. This perspective can be a source of motivation and resilience in the face of life's difficulties. Leviathan in eco-theology and Christian environmental ethics. An important dimension to consider in exploring Leviathan is its role in eco-theology and Christian environmental ethics. The description of Leviathan as a powerful and majestic creature, created and controlled by God, can lead us to reflect on our relationship with the natural world. If even a formidable creature like Leviathan is considered part of God's good creation, what attitude should we have towards the rest of nature? This perspective can encourage us to adopt an attitude of respect and admiration for nature, even towards its wildest and seemingly most threatening aspects. Leviathan reminds us that creation does not exist solely to serve human purposes, but also has its intrinsic value in God's eyes. Moreover, the image of Leviathan as a force controlled but not eliminated by God can help us think more deeply about our relationship with the natural environment. Rather than seeking to dominate or conquer nature, we may be called to find ways to coexist peacefully with it, recognizing both its power and fragility. This eco-theological interpretation of Leviathan may be particularly relevant in an era of climate crisis and biodiversity loss, providing a biblical foundation for an ethic of care and stewardship of creation. At the same time, the apocalyptic promise that God will ultimately defeat Leviathan can be understood not as a justification for uncontrolled exploitation of natural resources, but as a hope that harmony between all parts of creation will eventually be restored. Leviathan and Spiritual Reflection. As we approach the conclusion of our exploration of Leviathan, it is important to consider how this complex symbol relates to broader issues of faith and spirituality. Leviathan, in its various manifestations in the Bible, invites us to reflect on the nature of evil, the power of God, and the limits of human understanding. To some extent, Leviathan represents chaos and destructive forces that threaten order and peace, whether in nature, society, or our lives. The biblical promise that God has power over Leviathan can be seen as an affirmation of the ultimate victory of good over evil, of order over chaos. This perspective can bring hope and comfort in times of crisis and uncertainty. However, it is important to remember that in the biblical narrative, Leviathan is not simply eliminated, but remains a part of God's creation. This suggests a more complex view of reality, where chaos is not completely eradicated, but is controlled and even serves a purpose in the divine plan. This tension between order and chaos, good and evil, understanding and mystery, is central to many spiritual questions and can be a rich source for reflection and personal growth. Leviathan challenges us to embrace paradox and ambiguity in our spiritual journey, recognizing that not all questions have simple answers, and that mystery is an essential part of the religious experience. As we conclude our journey through the world of Leviathan, we are confronted with a symbol of incredible richness and complexity. We began with a vivid and terrifying description in the book of Job, passed through poetic expressions in the Psalms, explored apocalyptic interpretations in Isaiah and the New Testament, and arrived at modern reflections on ecology and spirituality. Along this path, we discovered that Leviathan is not merely a sea monster or a mythological curiosity, but a multifaceted symbol inviting us to reflect on the great questions of existence, the power and majesty of God, the nature of good and evil, the limits of human knowledge, and our relationship with the natural world. Leviathan, in its complexity and power, remains a challenging symbol, inviting us to ponder things greater than human understanding. It is not just a mythical creature, but part of a larger story about power, order, and chaos in the universe. Leviathan reminds us that there are things beyond human control and comprehension, and in those moments, we must trust in the wisdom of the Creator. The story of Leviathan will continue to inspire and stir curiosity for future generations, not just as a symbol of fear, but as a testament to the greatness of nature and the power of faith.